Daniel McCauley, manager of Naporic Isokina. A great day for the club, and in the end, deserved victors.
Aye, definitely it was deserved, but granted, our performance wasn't as good as it was in the final. We're a wee bit rusty. Probably the 4-week gap between now and the county final, and took a while to get us going, but we got there in the end.
Yeah. And some great, in the first half in particular, some great long-range scores.
Aye, our shooting was brilliant. Aye, even the county final here today again, some of our shooting was excellent. The first half, I think there was three or four or five of them were from way out to the 45-metre line, so aye, we're happy with that.
Yeah. Now, a good team performance, but I suppose one man did really stand out, Jonathan Toya, and another great display from him, and he really drove the team.
Oh, yeah, Jonathan's been doing that for us all year, and Jonathan's well capable of playing at a higher level. He's a colossal of a man, and he'll play anywhere in the pitch you want him to play. So delighted with his performance, but that's what we've come to expect from him. He's that good, so hopefully he gets his chance at a higher level, because he deserves it.
So we've a 2-week gap now until the semi-finals?
Yeah, 2-week now to the semi-finals. So we'll be able to go to Down tomorrow, Park Elster, and look the Down and Armagh champions. We'll get a look at them tomorrow and see where they're at, and a bit of homework done, which suits now ideal for us.
Now, a couple of substitutions, a couple of injuries. What's the update there?
Keelan came off. He felt something go in the hamstring. He hurt. So he's not too sure how it feels. He says he felt something go as he's going across the pitch there. So we took him off and just play up a year to see how he goes, the next couple of weeks.
Now, you had a margin of 3 or 4 points for much of the game, but credit to your keeper. He made one particularly good save in the first half, and had they scored a goal, it could have been a different story.
Oh, definitely. Warren stood up well. It was a great save, and Warren's kicking was excellent today. Warren hasn't trained since the county final. He hurt his Achilles, so he was touch and go today, so it was excellent. His range of kicking there was fantastic that second half, because it really did bail us out when they did put that bit of a squeeze on us.
And then later on, one of the subs, I think it was Drew McKinney, got the final point. And, when you got that four-point margin, that makes a big difference.
Oh, massive difference it does. It just gives you that breathing space, and it takes the steam out of them. And thankfully, that was good for us,
So, the momentum just keeps going, so you're all in a good place.
Oh, we're brilliant. The club's in a brilliant place at the minute. Everything's going great, and after getting the first title 4 weeks ago now, getting a run in Ulster's brilliant. One in this first game now, we'll just take it game by game, see how we get on. But it's brilliant being an Ulster semi-final. That's what I told them in the circle after. An Ulster semi-final is amazing for the club. At the start of the year, we'd have took your hands off.
And finally, just a word about the fans. They came out in big numbers today.
They've been brilliant all year. Every game, whether we were in Dunloe or no matter where we travelled, the fans have come behind us, and we're a well-supported team, and it's brilliant to support. And the boys love it, and I'm really, really grateful for it,